This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of John chapter 19. John chapter 19. Then I read verse 5. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe, and Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. Behold the man. This morning I want us to think about the subject, Behold the man. What Pilate said, and see what we can learn from the whole trial of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and how this the Pilate, the Jews, and I think the chief priests, how they related to him, and the lessons that also reflect on many today, how they relate to the Savior, how many are not able to find any salvation in him, and just an idea in people's minds. So it was with those who crucified him at them. And obey, first I share, idea Pilate says, Monsha Nipano. I may say, as I am seminal fat, I'm right, used to never going to see you. I'm right, cut for no one, do for me, almost for one word, me call, pilot for. Now, in some way, cause for no, and I make us say, Subaya Modan, a teacher, yes, used to pilot and Casa, do for no, and a soft for no, Ninia, a dead, it's red. How am yes, Christo. No more, I don't know. Be able to. Samson, I never see very brilliant. Sam, yes, Christo, you just assembly a daddy patching. And I said, assembly, I have to a money for me. It's very brilliant. So, India, and quite here, only. So, as I said, this passage gives us the final history of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ leading to his crucifixion. Started from chapter 18 and it ran down to chapter 19 down. And if you compare with Matthew chapter 26, some of the things that happened there were not recorded here. And you see that the Jews had already condemned the Lord Jesus Christ at the palace of the priest, Caiaphas. At the time they took him, you know, they took Jesus Christ undercover. At dawn, where most people were asleep, and they took Jesus Christ to the palace of the priest, and there they condemned him because they even sought to find witnesses against Christ. And I learned there were two who came. They said, "Oh, this man said that he said he would destroy the temple and in 3 days he would do it again." And the Bible tells us that all the witnesses that came together, their witness were not coordinating. It was not the same. One says this, another says other thing. And finally, the chief priest asked the Lord Jesus, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" And Jesus Christ told him that thou hast said. And then he continued. And then the high priest tear off his dress and said that, "What evidence do we need again? He has said that he is the Son of God." And for the Jews to claim that you are the Son of God means you are God, because God does not give birth as biological birth, as we do naturally. So to claim to be the Son of God, meaning you are God, that's how they understood the message. So they said that this man is speaking blasphemy. We don't need any evidence again. He's claiming to be God. So what does he deserve? And they all said that he deserved to die. So they condemned him at the palace of the priest. And afterwards, when they condemned him, they brought him to Pilate, the governor of Judea at the time. You know, at that time, the Jews were under the occupation of the Roman Empire. So when it comes to matters of maybe capital punishment or things relating to, causing people to death and all that, it has to go to, the governor has to give his rule, his sentence on that. So they were lacking the power to execute their death sentence on the Lord Jesus Christ. So sometimes they use mob to stone people and all that, like the death of Stephen, those things they do them. So but then in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were even afraid to arrest him during the day because of the people who were following the Lord Jesus Christ. They fear that the mob will not allow them to execute their plans. And also, as I said, they do not have the authority to kill, I mean, give judgment on somebody and just take him to the place to kill. And also, they wanted also to kill him in a shameful manner, because the Jews were not, the Jews' way of killing somebody was not to crucify. It was the Roman system. It's a kind of death that they do for those who are murderers, to put you to shame. So that's another purpose why they also wanted Pilate to give his sentence, so that this, they will exhibit the body of Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner before the whole world. They can say, Jew for Namuchi Yes Christo, I can't Matthew chapter 26 verse, but Matthew 26 when I show you how Namuchi Yes Christo no, So they went to Pilate, and so our thinking is what transpired at the palace of Pilate. The accords of Pilate in the palace, that we will not look through it verse by verse, but we'll look at the attitude of these three people, Pilate, the chief priests and officers, and also the Jews, how they acted toward the Lord Jesus Christ, and how they couldn't see any Savior, they couldn't see him as their Savior, and also they couldn't recognize him as the Son of God, whom God has sent forth to come and redeem man from the bondage of sin, and to bring liberty to all who come and believe in him. And as I said, we realize that the attitude of this three group of people is a reflection of many people today that see no Savior, no salvation as their Savior. They don't see him as their Lord. They don't see him as one sent to bring salvation to this world. So as we go to see this attitude of these people, and such who claim that they don't see any need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't see why they should repent. They don't see why their sins are against the God, the creator of the universe. They don't see how they have been sinned against God. There are many today who think that, oh, yes, I do bad things, but I have not, if they have not maybe done anything against anybody, they say, oh, I have not done any bad thing. After all, I live my life peacefully, I do my thing, but forgetting that we are brought into this world for a purpose. Now, who put the reality moon? So people think that they are okay so long as they have not done any wrong to anybody. So now let's look at the attitude of Pilate first. So what did Pilate make of Jesus Christ? If we read from verse 6 down, we'll see that when the chief priest therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Then the Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Remember, Pilate had asked Jesus about why the Jews have arrested him in chapter 18, and he told him that he came to bed, and he told him that they said that you were a king. Is it true? And Jesus Christ told him that, yes, it's for this purpose that I came into this world, to bear witness of the truth. And Pilate asked him, what is the truth? And then he turned. So Jesus tried to answer him that the purpose of him coming to this world, to bear witness to the truth. What is the truth? About God is God, who is God, and the purpose of Christ coming into this world to purchase for us eternal salvation. But here, Pilate asked the Lord Jesus Christ, but Jesus gave him no answer. Because at the first answer he gave him, Pilate did not make any good use of it. So Jesus didn't give him any answer. So Pilate asked him, whence art thou? The question, whence art thou, he means, what race are you? Are you human or are you divine? Because the people have said that, the people have told him that he has to die because Jesus Christ has made himself the Son of God. So Pilate wanted to know, are you human or are you from above? Are you from heaven? Are you divine or human? You know, there seems to be like a conviction in the heart of Pilate. But what kind of conviction, what kind of fear was this? His inquiry, about who or where Jesus Christ comes from, wants to appease his own conscience. Is to find something to appease himself. Why? Because as a Roman, he had the idea that sometimes the gods are sent to come and do something in this world. And he knows that, they have a myth that, if you do a bad thing to any of the gods that comes, they will revenge, and you cannot stand their revenge. So Pilate had this idea. So he heard this Jew saying that this man is the Son of God. Then he was a bit shaky. Then I should be careful with this man whom they are trying to, bring for me to judge. So he asked him, whence art thou? Where do you come from? Who are you? Are you human or are you from the gods? Meaning, or are you an angel? Or are you, where do you come from? The can he said, Pilate, he said, Scripture, said, ain't for no free. Said, you want to come and catch a Pilate, said, Ewamra, Nayamra, not sure, said, Obia, or Payan Hoso, and Yamupo, or so. Now, Pilate, Babucha said, or this handsome with the Yamshil. You know, poor baby, all the answers are to be said, Scripture, said, and ain't for no free. Jesus was a man and we are. And now, make us Pilate, officers are here for no. And our pastor said, who sued here then? We are Nipa now, we are Ufi, and we are Ufi Swan and Pai. And I said, we are both for. If we said, officer, a man had dream a double man, if we said, Roman for more and self, baby, how much Omogidi said, Tumribia. I bought someone after I bought for to be free. I saw Baba and then the Baba didn't get a whole day. Now, I was supposed to say, then the question is, if you saw here, Obisa, that's why anybody here. Say, I should care about us, I won't do it. If you say, so when you go for here, or you're for another, you're for them, also, or shedding it. The pilot, or Obisa, I said, heaven was free. Now, when you answer, no, I don't know, come out to you, now you obey no idea. So you see, he was afraid of the vengeance that will cause him. I don't know whatever vengeance he was thinking of, because he knows that he cannot stand at the vengeance of the gods. And the Jews, the Romans, the Greeks and others, they have so many stories how the gods come and sometimes put themselves in secret and also do many things, and they go back, and when you do them wrong, they are able to revenge and all that. But what do we learn from Pilate's attitude here? There are many also like Pilate, they suppress their conscience about their sins. If he has owned that Jesus Christ was God, then how, then I owe him something. He's God, then I have to submit and obey whatever you tell me. So many also today, because they don't want to recognize that God has made us, they want to recognize that they are responsible to God, whatever they are doing, they are answerable to God, so they suppress their conscience about anything about morality, about spirituality, about how they can relate to God. When at times they feel guilty, they suggest to themselves that the idea about God who hates sin might not be true at best. Sometimes they're like, oh, at best, okay, there should be a God, but a God that hates sin, oh, I don't think it's true. Then they are free in their conscience. God doesn't hate God. If he's that, so he doesn't hate sin. So they feel good and they see no obligation to see God's forgiveness. But the question is our conscience greater than the Creator? Is our conscience our judge, our last judge? No, our conscience, after the fall in the Garden of Eden, human conscience has been corrupted. We cannot be our best judges. God must be our best. His word should be our best judge. The air can say, never be brave, I'm just a pilot. Say, I'm going to see Jesus Christ once and more. Now, I'm going to be if we say some of you used to when you do more bed, I'm also again. I should be a down also some worry as himself when you are pointing back. No, my team, I'm over as you have point here. Abema, a football at a dome of once in Jomaka. Oh, Yamuko crown, Hawk Ranwa, the music and good point, Yakupoa or Chibone, and I saw Chibone also. It's my woman bride in the Pivia. And Domesa now, or Esther also ordinary drink or two, sir, we are not then. Or who said only one, and so she won the very beginning of football. Or your noan or board, or none of any reality, or the no, Yakupon, and with Yano Cora. And I make us say, Nayak, it's two one way, they've been sound, and so say Yakupon or our boy and Oana, I said that. And Mura Nipa, she has here, or God of Eden, Adam and Eve, and we have one, Nipa, a baby has seen Yadu, and your phone. Yak, two one, and I go say, my aim. Yet to make me here, find your Hunya Cupon, and I shall not be a train, dear Eternal. I said, see a bank on us when the back say said, you had the boy for us and you had the boy for. Now, like I said, the agent in India will be in our castle of the boy. So, you see, we have to, prime our conscience according to what the Bible says. The sad thing is that our modern culture today is molding people's mind to think that their conscience are free to think as they want, that God, we don't owe anything, and we live like animals and we die. The American said, any reality home, you know, Messima, if we are say, Edna, than Hono, Uncle much say, Nipa, the same one, we were no one. I think we'll be in the home here. I think we'll go over who are here. I'm more about what happened to Mako, but in California, you were new. It's a lie. It's deception from Satan. Because, you know why, Satan wanted people to be with him when he's punished finally, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes. I am so free of some. If you saw upon some, Penipa may pray, nor that the Omana said, you should banish your good at Tembua on Yumina for Jashini. So many people have been modeled by today's culture thinking that God is irrelevant. After all, we have technology, we are able to do everything. So, God, we don't need God. But ask, what about your character? Technology cannot change our character, technology cannot change the evils in the society. When somebody is immoral, nothing can change it. It's only through conversion, through being given a new nature by Lord Jesus Christ, that can bring a new being to a person who has been corrupted by sin. As say, we are saying, basically, we are consuming technology, and then it is so, and it be mono. And to me, it's not obvious. This is the panel. The issue is that some one man is superfluo, and some to me, sir, is superfluo. Okay, so the next thing, palette. Verse 10, then said Pilate unto him, Jesus Christ, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Here Pilate saw Jesus just as a mere man, powerless and insignificant. He said that, speakest thou, are you talking to me like this? You don't know that I have power to crucify thee. Your own people have what? Have sentenced you to me. And you are in my hands, and I have power to decide to do what I have to do. Remember what the Lord Jesus Christ told him in verse 11. He said, Jesus answered, thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee had the greater sin. Except it given thee from above. It is purposed by God that Jesus Christ should come and suffer and die. And Jesus Christ himself gave himself freely. When they were going to even arrest him at the in the garden, when he said that, who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus, when I said that, here I am, they all fell down. But he gave himself freely to them. He gave himself so that he can die. He submitted himself. It wasn't that Jesus Christ was not powerless or was not powerful. He could calm the oceans. He could raise the dead. He could feed thousands of people. He has the power to do whatever he wanted. But for the sake of us, he was willing to give himself. So Pilate didn't know this. So he thought that Jesus Christ was just a powerless man, an insignificant man before him. Pilate, verse 10, Pilate catches Jesus Christ and said, who you man know?
When you say, oh, to me, I make me up a sendium. Now, more to me, I make me a down or corner. And the actor, the pilot, whom we used to say, Nipa Biaket, Nipa, only 2 minutes, Nipa, only a more day, out with Zenity. I'm a dear reader, but your kind verse, verse 11, I used to say, you know, say, Who is going to be a man? This attitude of Pilate also is the same idea with many today by the Lord Jesus Christ. What did they say? Advanced to many people today, he is a good teacher or one of the prophets. Those who study philosophy actually will say, oh, yes, when they read the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, it teaches best morality. I heard one atheist once said that, yes, though he doesn't like Christianity, he doesn't like, I mean, there's no God, but then when he read the teachings of Jesus Christ, it really teaches men to be able to live with one another, and it teaches humility, and it's one of the best things that he said. But he never believed on him as his savior. This is what many people, many other religions think about Lord Jesus Christ. They think of him as maybe one of the prophets who came and accomplished his work. Recently, a friend of mine, he has converted to Islam, and so when I asked him, she told me, oh, she didn't know that there were other truths that were not in the Bible, and that she was able to discover it from Islam. And that I didn't know that there are so many things in the gospel as we have today is not the original gospel, it has been distorted. So ask her, how did you know that? Well, she says she's not from the Quran and other things. But the fact is that if people think this way, then they are free. They don't need the salvation of Christ. If people think that just Christ is one of the prophets, then it's like Elijah, he's like Isaiah, he's like any other. So I ask my friend, so how then you get salvation from your sin? He said, you get more knowledge and enlightenment from this, other books and other things, and we're able to become more what God expects of us, then that's salvation. And I said, what does God expect from us? It's only the Bible that can teach us. All other books that tells you that the Bible is not is distorted. How did they get it from? So where did they get the information from? How did they get the information? It's some people who sat down and thought what they are saying. And yet, that is what many are believing in. People think that Lord Jesus Christ is just a teacher, a good teacher, or a prophet. So how can Jesus Christ save sinners if he's just a man? Nobody can, no sinner can save a sinner. If Lord Jesus Christ was just a man, was just any prophet, then he was a sinner, he died, and that was, but the evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ resurrection can never be disproved. Nobody can discredit it. It's in the Bible, and it has been testified in the Bible, and those who witnessed him wrote it. And it is history. It is there for everybody to read and understand. Those who live with him testified. Nobody challenged his resurrection at that time. And he rose from the dead, and that was able to be our savior because he was the only one who died and rose from the dead himself. And also, he was God without sin. He was the only one who could come and die for our sin. He came to take our nature. He came to bear our nature, and yet he was sinless. He was not like you and I who are sinners, who one day must die and never, unless God raises us up again to judgment, we'll lie in the dust forever. So you see, the Lord Jesus Christ is powerful, he's significant, he's the only one who preaches for our salvation. But when people think of him that he was just a good teacher, a prophet, then they think themselves free from the salvation he offers. So in verse 12, and from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. Another challenge for Pilate again. Here, Pilate was more concerned with his dignity than any convincing thought about the sinless Savior. He said, Pilate, verse 12, let me call it back. And from thence for Pilate sought to release him. After all that has gone, the thing they have said, and he himself thinking, then this man has done nothing. He wanted to release him, but look at what hindered him. But the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Then they took him with worldly prominence. If you are Caesar's friend, if you are let this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Hey, Caesar is the one I'm serving. All my authority I've gotten from Caesar. So Pilate was more concerned with his dignity than any convincing talk about the sinless Savior. He desired the privileges of Caesar's friendship to the friendship of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to die for sinners, who alone can give him salvation. So he lost the sight of Jesus, the Savior of the world. Pilate don't lost this sight because this people hindered him with the idea that if he let Jesus go, then he's no friend. And nobody wants any rival to Caesar at the time. So he wanted to maintain his dignity as a friend of Caesar. So many like Pilate also love the smiles and the friends who promote and maintain their self-esteem in this world. Many are like Pilate. They want to keep their relations. Old friends who, I mean, do many, many things with them that are sinful. They like that thing. And also others who links and connections that will promote their world dignity. And those who like these things, who are giving themselves to these things, they are not willing to desire salvation for themselves, nor eternal life for themselves. They rather recognize temporal recognition and rank and status in this world. The air can say, Pilot, among Israel, a Jew, for no, and some sort of fraud to not find me. A do baby in the pilot who says, somewhere across the year, yes, we do. And we can be any of them, and also a man or a day, okay. And what I do want to say, hey, woman, if you are now in your pilot, I don't. If you say, if you are no home, or you are no home, or you are a Kutia pilot, in a sea, a Kutia Caesar, and if you are no home, you are a Kutia Caesar. No, pilot, a judge, a person, you na mga sa day ni day si akwan ni pilot na ogbe ni jinabia any to me or work any how mesima Caesar aman to me or do me edi for Judah for this Israel for this so sign no more way is in kwa mo ntumi andwen mesima Jesus Christo onye di boye ni a oba be ngwa ma ni pe owi asa de boye won ntumi andwen ho sa won ntumi andwen ho sa o sa ni pe your marketing. Oma can the name of Jesus Christ or say me jan or wait me again, sir. Now on your person in Paswa any Aquina would just be Caesar Adam Fiamuno or Perno S say or be paid Christ Adam for. Now what mean ya if you are quite geography, yes Christ and Jen. And the sir when Jesus Christ or say or ya jump out by we are no. A shrine, if we say or who say we are said, if we are said to me at any we are say Kasiye Edepa to win to me, Andre, and Brosa, and Yoma Wiso. They are guys, anybody brave, so except Pilate. Omondo, Miss Maria, senior ambassador, and Adam Fuane, Yoma Bekimiama, Messima, and we are seeing Nipa Guamono, and to me apostle. Since I'm about to share and find Yama Mukra, since I'm about to share Damqua. I'm open. We are say, maybe some people who are not capable, no. I'm open to the idea. And I'm open to inquire and find more. I'm open. Many cannot break away from former relations. Many cannot break away from former business connections because of the profit. Many cannot do anything because, and they cannot become serious religiously because they think that when they break away from these things, they are done. We have lost everything. What again can we gain? They think that living a life committing yourself to be a Christian is a life of love. That's what it is. Yes, you might lose many things in this world, but you gain eternal glory. How many years have you got to live in this world? How many months have you got? How many days have you got? Just at the, yesterday also, I was reading a news item. A man in Nigeria, I think he left one state and came to build in another state. And he was not staying there, actually the building was not completed until 2018. And what happened was that, I think the same year that he tried to stay there some time ago, so they were not knowing, they didn't know his schedule. But for over, I think, 4 years, they have not seen the man. But they saw that his compound is becoming weedy and snakes are coming over to the other houses. So they sought police support to go and break the house. When they went to break the house, the compound was bushy, the car was parked, and somebody went to the back of the window where the man's bedroom was. And he saw this man had died for 4 years and rotten on his bed. He built the house, he completed the house in 2018, and 2018 that they didn't see him again. That's how life is. His car was parked, with weeds, the whole compound. So they had to clear the whole compound and enter. And in the picture, he was like skeleton on the bed. That's how it was. I think he was surrounded by some medicine. I know he was sick. And I think he was, he passed through children. That's how life is. But to see how people deal with life, thinking of what the world can give them, they think that they can go on in their life. But let us be one. Let us think as the Bible warns us that what? In James 4 verse 4, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's what the Bible says. Obi awe we are said and for no, we are put on town for. We are said and for, we are put on town for. And you may be so come on to Jesus Christ. If we are saying a body and as we are saying, who now been yanting down for crap, who for who now found most Jesus Christ, and now we are up on and quite yellow. The Bible says, oh, yeah, come at town for. Moses rejected the riches of Egypt to suffer with God's people. Why? Because he saw that there's dignity for eternity than what, it is said that Moses could have become Pharaoh of Egypt because the queen adopted him as his son and could have become maybe the next Pharaoh when that Pharaoh died. But he rejected it because he saw that those worlds and all its glories are passing. And there's nothing that you can gain in this world that can be compared to having to be with God in glory. So now we move on. We have see how Pilate made of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came in contact with the Savior of the world. Few people were there who were able to meet Jesus Christ physically. And Pilate was one. He missed it. Few met him. And he met him. He missed it. He couldn't, you and I, we read the history and by faith we believe. He heard Jesus Christ, he told it to, one on one, but he missed it because there were things that were hindering him. Okay, what did the priest make of Jesus? In verse 5, we read that, then came for Jesus wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said unto them, behold the man. In verse 6, what do we see? When the chief priest therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. When Pilate brought Lord Jesus Christ and said, behold the man, they said, what? Crucify him. Jesus Christ came for the Jews. And these priests were those who know scripture. They know that the Messiah must come and die. But when he said, this is the man, they said, what? They mock at him. They don't recognize him as their king. And Pilate said, motion the panel. I saw for Noah almost on Friday, I'm here, Sam Reno. Almost here, I'm here, I'm here. I'm so, when I send him, who want to send him? Almost Reno, Omen Hunuse, or Yomo, Ahem, Omen Hunuse, or Yobia, or Babajom. And again, Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? The priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. What a cry. They have no king but Caesar. They have been thinking of a worldly king. Not the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come to demonstrate to them that he was sent from God. And they couldn't even stand against him. They couldn't disprove his miracles. They couldn't disprove his teachings. He has flawed them in all their teachings. All their teachings about the Lord, he has flawed them. So they were angry. And all the fame they had in the nation, as they were some people who were so religious, he has flawed them. So they were angry at him. They couldn't see him. They didn't want him to be their king. So they rather accepted the world king over the Lord of glory, the King of kings, the one who has made all things. They rejected him as not their king. So the attitude of the priest, the same with the self-righteous people of today. There are people today also who are self-righteous. They seem to be religious, but they are self-righteous. They can't find full satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death for sinners. They can't. Yes, they go to church, they do everything, they can become even church members. I mean, they try to be whatever any person does. But their full hope is not on the Lord Jesus Christ. Their full hope is not on him, like this priest. Because they feel that Christ's death for sin is not enough. Their good works must also be added. Yeah, only people who are to say, yeah, can say, I saw for you and now I'm just used to call the pilot and what I send you. Pilot is used to buy and ask money for you. So, I'm going to send you. I think, I'm going to say, oh, you're money. Says that you're money. No, me, can say, I'm going to say, oh, you're money. And you're coupon, oh, yeah, name, honey, I'll give you a friend, I'm going to say, that's all for almost super and also, as I said, if I be brave. I'm going to say, Papa will be home. And yes, Christo, you give me over the air. I'm going to do grand poor, and yeah, dear, and no one better than your job. So, my way, Papa B, that's when I go for you. And say, yes, you're going to go the boy for no, and so many. And some for you, I'm quite sorry. I'm going to almost all my priest, I'm so for you. I'm going to man, you can't, Sam Reno, I'm going to a year, my confort, rather than sacrificing at it. So, now for 4 years, you can't even move. Pastor, I'm sorry, Munyadi. Ah, did you my brain, man? I'm sorry. And so, I'm already yes, Christo, so 100%. I'm going to do my papa crack, and I used to do the crack. And only I'm not going to find you on the number. And find your way, and find your papa now. And the woman who yes, Christo, you will know who is a young man of money. I'm going to do my papa's super crack, also ever come. Some also blindly take pride in their partial obedience to the law. If some for 4 years, I'm going to say, I'm going to 4 years. If you say, I'm going to cry, I'm going to remember this super crack. Oh, it's me away. And here, no, and also, yeah, I just have to go to the Nijim. This time, it's me. So, sometimes they do some bad things, but yet, they are not that righteousness. They are not thieves, as the publican said. I'm not like this, as the Pharisee said, I'm not like this publican, extortioner, a thief. And he mentioned many, many things. As to the names, oh, for me, I'm not a drunkard. For me, I don't go clubbing, I don't go partying, I don't do this, I'm better. Since I don't do this, I'm better. If I break out, so me for me saying, me kwa ha, me ne na matabasa, me nyoko no, me mboko no, me nye nyoma matabasa, and me diya me papa. Sana if I break, so I'm doing my real to say, and no more wadi. Let me say, and also, and the people I'm doing my real to say, you want to be a certain wadi. Who almost some way at the boy, young for. And friends, until you realize your own wretchedness, total wretchedness in sin, you will not truly repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Until you own your sin, until you realize that you are a wretched, poor sinner in need of salvation, you can never have that which Christ has done. So those who cannot see fullness in Christ's work for salvation, they will see nothing from what the priest saw in the Lord Jesus Christ. They will see him as not their king. Though they will say with their lips, but they cannot see him as their king. But their lifestyle, they will live according to their own thinking. Christ will not be their Lord. He will not be their master. They will live for themselves. They will go to church. They will do many things. But then they are the master of their own lives. In Mark 2:17, Jesus Christ said that, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Christ came for sinners. Also, until we own ourselves as sinners, he is not our Savior, and we cannot repent. We will stand by, you know, when Jesus Christ told the Pharisees, see that the harlots, the drunkards, and the adulterers are coming to the kingdom of God, and you yourself are cast out. That is how it is. People put religion upon themselves, and at the day of judgment, Christ said that, this will come and tell me, oh, in your name we did this and that. In your name we cast demons. In your name We did that, and he said that I never knew you, you workers of iniquity, depart from me. This means that some of four were here, and I'm a summer from also, and so one in a woman come in, among four months in school. Nay, who be we and said, and then a bear of Pajana, like Yakuaji or Muna, or making a bear of Mordiano. I say, I can put everyone on my castle right there. Yet you didn't a sire, yet you didn't a year say, yet you didn't a year say. This is a subcarriage of the minimum, whom we are for, whom we are for. San or Becca at Rome. But you say, is to say, or by some a friend of my uncle, I'm quite insecure, and yet I turn him for. So those who don't own their sin and see themselves, and they see themselves that they are good. They are better. Oh, they are privileged. Yes. If we go on like that, we will not see the Savior. Until we own ourselves and come to the Savior, we are lost. So thirdly, what did the Jewish crowd make of Jesus? We have seen the priest, the self-righteous. We have also seen Pilate, self-dignity and power which he wants, and honest of the world. We have seen his a hindrance. The priests also have their hindrance, self-righteousness, rely on their own goodness. Thirdly, what did the Jewish crowd make of him? The Jewish crowd, the general crowd, they also had their part to play. They also didn't see the Lord Jesus Christ. In 14 to 15, we read, and it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he said unto the Jews, the crowd at large, behold your king, but they cried out, away with him, crucify him. Look at how they said, away with him. Away with the Lord Jesus Christ. The crowd. To them, the expected Christ must be a worldly hero who must answer to their fancies. You know, the Jewish nation were under Roman occupation, and they wanted, and they knew that the Messiah would come, and the prophecy that when he comes to deliver them from captivity. They didn't know that it wasn't physical captivity, it was spiritual captivity, which is about their own soul salvation. But they thought that, when Messiah comes, he's coming to overthrow the Roman Empire. And the Jews are going to be the masters of the world. So, when they are thinking of a Christ, they are thinking of a worldly Messiah who should come and make them prosperous in this world and make them prominent and famous. You know, barely a week ago, when Jesus rode to Jerusalem, they sang him Hosanna. Because they thought Jesus Christ was coming to overthrow the Roman rule and then make them prominent. So they were singing Hosanna. This crowd, they were following the Lord Jesus Christ. And just now, when they saw him weak, bound, silent, and trampled upon, they said, away with him, away with him. We despise this man. We see no beauty in him. He couldn't live up to our expectation. So away with the Lord Jesus and crucify him. So they were disappointed in him. So they cried, away with him, crucify. So this crowd also saw nothing in the Lord Jesus Christ. They despised him. It's like you look at somebody whom you despise. And you say that, who is he? No, let him do whatever you like, you want to do with him. Then you can say, sir, if I don't want to do Jesus Christ, said here, or sir, come home. If you say, and so if you are Hosanna, over Jerusalem, or take on to some, on to two, but a member and then, no more to my go, more at neighbor, after neighbor. Since here, no moon, sir, he asked you to Jesus, he has born, why yet the power has only to be beyond? So, who find you, uncle, what I send you? If you say, I jump one another one with him, I jump one, so bad of a moment, yet a divia, no deal, we ask. I jump one, so bad, knock about my room, my one, a divia, so I shall knock a little for no, I believe we are saying, my ministers, the ambassadors, and the prime ministers of the world. But I'm banished, I don't know if you say, no, when to me, I guess I'm over. Who find uncle. If we said, and yes, I have in one another omission. You know, many of the Jews, as I said, they have wrong assumptions concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And that when the Lord Jesus Christ was exhibiting the true character of the true Messiah, they despised him. So I agree now more is so engine. Some is to order Christo, a jumpano, the two more so by yourself, Bible, kind of that of the three or so by the Obekun of Master, may I borrow. So the wrong way regarded him as an imposter. In verse 7, the Jews answered Pilate, "We have a law, and by a law he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God." It was the crowd who said that Jesus Christ was blaspheming. He made himself the Son of God. And so they saw him as an imposter. He doesn't have to be what, I mean, he's not what he claimed to be. And also, they also saw him as being offensive to their interest. We want a worldly king. We want a worldly Messiah who is coming to help us to prosper. But look at you. You cannot even stand before Pilate. Then why do we have to trust in you? Then she said, "We are saying, 'Obi Oba Bana Yemu Edi Yat.' Then she said, 'Pilate is going out to win John in the meeting.' So Omu said, 'Omu Mutayo We Are Saying This Week to Nejuma Yemu Edi Yat.' So they couldn't, because Christ was not to advance their material prosperity and worldly fame. Yet all the Jesus Christ was freely sacrificing himself so that sinners can obtain eternal forgiveness, eternal salvation from sin, so that he can also show to the world that there's life after death. How? The Lord Jesus Christ exhibited immortality when he rose from the dead. And this was all leading to that, to show that there's life after death. In the Bible, we are told that he brought immortality to life. In all the philosophers, the great philosophers of the world couldn't even imagine how, I mean, a person can rise from death and live again. They couldn't, I mean, they had idea about it, but they didn't know the reality. The Lord Jesus Christ came to make this a reality, that there's life after death. And as we are told, that it's appointed unto men once to death, but after death, there's judgment. So this estimation of this report of the Lord Jesus Christ today is also the estimation of many today. The true and only way of salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, which is by repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, his death on the cross of Calvary, and total surrender to him, the mind, the soul, the body, and the heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Many today also don't want to do that. They don't want to repent of sin. And such way of having salvation, of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and surrender to him, it's not the taste of those who are worldly minded, who are living for this world, who love riches, comfort and fame, nor pleasure lovers, who love partying and sensual pleasures, all forms of worldly, fleshy pleasures, partying, whatever, and enjoyment of this world, nor also the self-centered person whose aim in life is me and myself, my goals, my tastes, my ambitions. Such people, when they, like this crowd, they are thinking of their own purpose and ambition that Christ will come and fulfill for them. So if Christ does not live to that expectation, Christ is not their Christ. They don't want the salvation. So you believe in a false Christ if you think that salvation leads to prosperity in this world. Many today think that when I get salvation, I should be prosperous, and it's false. That's what the idea of these Jews. They thought that Christ should make them physically or material prosper. Also, when you think that salvation leads to a burden-free life in this world, you believe in a false Christ. Also, when you think that salvation will advance your worldly career, education, ambitions, you believe in a false Christ. Christ did not come to promote this. These things are natural to us. They are there. And by providence, either you are Christian or non-Christian, you can be prosperous in any of these things. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can be well-educated, you can be illiterate. It doesn't matter whether you are Christian or not. These things are of the world. But the purpose of Christ coming is to bring us salvation, is to liberate us from the dominion of sin and Satan and the world. Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And he said unto them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." This means that the honor that comes from the world is not to be expected by those who follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of the fame and all the accolades of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to follow him, say that, deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow him. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let all the world fame and every ambition be gone. Just let his commands, his examples, be your aim. Look unto him that he died on the cross for your sin. Then seek after him that he will forgive you. Have that forgiveness from the Lord, from God. And then expect to be ruled by whatever he says. Whether it is convenient for you or not, that is how you can follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So, The hope of every genuine Christian is not worldly prosperity. Anyone who is genuinely saved doesn't seek world prosperity. When you, you become genuine a Christian, you will realize, by the grace of God, you realize that the world and everything that is called happiness and fame is a trash. What did Apostle Paul say that what? Apostle Paul said, Lord, he said that they were all, he counted all things, but done for the glory, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. That is the aim that when we are saved, God put into our mind. And then by the grace of God, we're able to live for Him. And to be saved also means to conform to the Savior who suffered for us in His suffering. In Philippians 3, we read, that I may know Him, that is what Apostle Paul said, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering be made conformable unto His death. This is the hope of every Christian, that at the day when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, I shall be proven to be His true disciple, that I trusted in Him, all my hopes were on Him, and that I lived in this world only for Him. I was led by His exemplary life. I was led by His commands. And I trusted Him as my Savior. That is what it is to see the Lord Jesus Christ. My time is gone, so I'll end here. But if anyone wants to be saved, the things he must see the Lord Jesus Christ as the incarnate God, the one that was sent from God to come and die for us. He must see Him that His love for sinners, how out of His own love He came and suffered for sin. He must also see Him that after He suffered and died, He rose up and He's now seated in glory. He's sitting on the right hand of the Majesty. You know what Jesus Christ told the high priest in Matthew chapter 26, verse 64, when the priest asked Him that, are you the Messiah, the Son of God? Jesus Christ told Him that. Jesus said unto Him, thou hast said, yes, thou hast said, I am the Messiah, I am the Son of God. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. The right hand of power, the right hand of God. That is the work Christ is doing now for believers. So He is there interceding for us. He is there. I mean, being our advocate above. Standing, it's our righteousness. When you come to trust in Him, Christ alive in heaven. And He is going to come one day. So your hopes and aspirations in life should work towards your awaiting of His return. So this is how it is. When Pilate said, behold the man, this is what we have to also see in Him. Our Savior who came to die, who came to bear punishment of our sin. He came to stand in our place and die for us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, where we are told, for He has made Him to be sin. God has made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Christ came to be our sin bearer, and if you want to be saved, you have to look unto Him. He came and died for sin. Yes, we should bow by ear, you're born near our Bible chair, you're born it. And see, if you have a bad year there, or no person, you have a and if there are hindrances like this before, let's ask the Lord to help us. He only can help us to deliver us so that we can also look up at the Lord Jesus Christ and see in Him our only Savior for our sins. Let's pray together.